For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. The Timberwolves got a 136-101 victory last night out of Chicago. Naz Reid had a great night, leading Minnesota with 33 points.
I mean, he was the benefit of great ball movement. He took advantage of some matchups early on. I thought he was super smart and composed in the post when he had that situation down there. And you know, he got a couple ones to fall. And then, you know, just ball movement was great. He really benefits from that.
That's Timberwolves head coach Chris Finch. As for the Gopher men, they got a home win over FDU. 60-43 was the final score. Good finish, bad start, says Bobby Durkin.
Yeah, it was a great win for us. I think, obviously, we didn't start the way we wanted to, but I think we really picked it up in the second half.
As for the Gopher women, they beat the Hoosiers in Bloomington, Indiana last night, 71-48. Amaya Battle had 20 points.
Yeah, I mean, every game I just try to go in like kind of a clear mindset, and it worked out. And especially because it's Big Ten season, I always feel like Big Ten season and postseason, the score 0-0, like it kind of, it's a new season, so I was super excited to just get it rolling with that.
In hockey, the Wild beat up the Golden Knights 5-2. Marcus Johansson, a four-point night, including his 12th goal of the season, all comes in a big victory.
Yeah, I think he's really he's playing with a lot of confidence. I think his skating has been great. His two-way game has been really solid, and I think he's, you know, certainly deserving of the production that he's getting as well.
That's Wild head coach John Hines. Wilder 2-0 to open up a seven-game road trip. It continues tomorrow in San Jose at 3 o'clock. And in the World Juniors, Team USA rallied to beat Slovakia. 6-5 was the final score.
I mean, they're a good team, right? Like, everybody's good in this tournament. You know, you can't take a night off, otherwise you're going to take a loss. So I think just digging in, a little bit of a wake-up call there from us, and finding a way.
Team USA captain Brody Ziemer on the win. They'll face Sweden tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Both teams are a perfect 3-0. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.